A Reflection for the First Week of Lent by Father Joseph Nassel. Several years ago, a shampoo company used the slogan, "You never get a second chance to make a first impression," to depict how detrimental dandruff could be to the start of a relationship. We are grateful God doesn't follow this advice. The first week of Lent begins with a story of how God gives humanity a second chance by reclaiming the covenant God made with the earth. God sends a sign, a rainbow design streaking across the sky, to Noah and his family, who are floating in the waters after the great flood. The Noah story says that God will never give up on us. God will continue to paint the dark skies with colors of hope. Lent is the season of second chances. This road of recovery asks, where do I need another chance? Where do I need to ask God to turn my life around? Where in my life do I need a rainbow design to color the drab, dreary corners of my world? This is what Lent is about: second chances and sacred changes. God continues to offer us second chances. What sacred changes are we ready and willing to make? One way to look at this story of the flood is that God was so heartbroken at the way humanity has shrouded the divine image with false masks of pride and prejudice, selfishness and sin, God wept. And when God cries, the earth gets flooded. St. Peter reminds us the symbol of the flood caused by the tears of a broken-hearted God capture a sense of cleansing, of purification, of baptism that prepares the earth and every human being for a new creation. We go from a deluge to a desert in the gospel as Jesus is driven to the desert after his baptism by John in the Jordan to receive a baptism by fire. This desert sojourn is also a ritual of purification, purifying his thoughts, his desires, and his intentions as he discerns how he will minister in a world that too often resembles the parched wasteland of his desert retreat. Here in the desert, Jesus dreams of how he is the stream of mercy that flows from the broken heart of God. Realizing that God has promised never again to send a flood upon the earth, God has instead sent the Son to walk in the wasteland of people's lives to offer refreshment and redemption, and to reclaim the covenant by making it forever new. Jesus is the tear that falls from the eye of our broken-hearted God, the one who falls from the sky to water the earth with the gift of tears, the one who will stretch out his hands between heaven and earth, and that, like Noah's rainbow, will remind us of the covenant this God of second chances offers to us can never be broken. This week, as we journey the road of recovering our true self, we might consider, where are we on this path of life? Are we out of breath, exhausted, worn out, and weary? Are we holding our breath because of fear or anxiety? Has life knocked the wind out of us, leaving us bent over and gasping for air? If so, where do we need a second chance this Lent? Where do we need to give someone else another chance? Where do we need to change and so reclaim our end of the covenant? In what parched frontier of our faith do we need a stream of mercy to flow? In what dark place of grief or guilt do we need a rainbow of hope to crease the sky? In what dry eye do we need a tear to surface to cry with another who weeps alone? Our God of second chances was giving Noah and his ancient crew of saintly sailors hope when he signed the sky with a rainbow design. When Jesus embarked on his desert sojourn, he was tempted and tested in the same ways we are. But in doing so, he was showing us the way to recover our true self. A journey of recovery that will bring us a future full of hope. Let us pray together.
O God of second chances, we carry within us your Holy Spirit. Without you breathing in and through us, we are nothing but dust in the wind. During these desert days of Lent, you offer us breathing lessons to teach us how to breathe again. With so many forces at work in our lives that threaten to take our breath away, we know that fear and anxiety can confiscate a breath or two. The breathing lessons you prescribe for us as we journey the road to recovery are these. Inhale forgiveness, exhale fear. Inhale hope, exhale hurt. Inhale grace, exhale grudge. As Jesus went out into the desert to begin his mission as Messiah, so we go to the sanctuary of the soul, our inner room, to catch our breath. Amen.